North Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board June meeting. We adjourned last evening and we are now back. And if I could ask Mr. Cochran once again to lead us in the pledge.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. And very quickly, we will once again introduce our board. On the your far right, Mr. Bob Anderson from Healdsburg, California, standing up here, but over here, Mr. John Corbett from McKinleyville, California. My name is Bill Massey. I am from Forestville, California. To my right, Heidi Harris from Sailor, California, and finally on our extreme right here, Mr. Gerald Cochran, Crescent City, California. Our executive officer, Ms. Catherine Coleman, and next to her, our attorney for today, I'm assuming, is Cheryl Schaffner. And if you turn to your left, we have, and I'm sorry, Michelle, I don't know your last name. I'm Batista, excuse me. Ms. Linda Krill, who is our newest employee, and Ms. Jean Lockett, who makes the whole show run. If you need anything, these are the people that can help you in terms of the administrative stuff. We would ask that if you have anything like a cell phone, if you would please make sure that it is turned off, he says as he reaches into his pocket, because having seen a problem like that before. I'm sorry, John, I just can't let that one go. It's too much fun. And speaking of things that are fun but melancholy in some respects, I would like to read to you Resolution R12006-0061, expressing appreciation to Ms. Beverly F. Wasson. Whereas the members of the California Regional Water Quality Control Board, North Coast Region, wish to thank Beverly Bev Wasson for her dedicated service to the people of the state of California as a Regional Water Board member. And whereas on May 17, 1999, Bev was appointed to the Regional Water Board in the category of Irrigated Agriculture, reappointed in November of 2001 and November 2005, and served as board chair from January 2005. And whereas Bev always made decisions to protect and enhance the water quality protection needs of the environment in North Coast communities, Bev displayed a deep understanding of the importance of clean water for farmers, cities, and fish. And whereas Bev always had time to listen to staff and freely offered her experience to mentor and encourage them, she will be greatly missed. And whereas Bev has shown courage and stamina in leading the board forward on controversial decisions from TMDLs to Palco's permits, whereas Bev was generous with her time, her wisdom, her wine, her enthusiasm, humor, and fairness will be fondly remembered. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the members of the California Regional Water Quality Control Board, North Coast Region, express their sincere appreciation to Beverly F. Wasson for her service to the people of the state of California. The board wishes Bev the best in her future endeavors, from protecting water quality to growing grapes. Thank you, Bev.
I never miss the opportunity to use a microphone when one's available. I'd just like to say that I enjoyed my 7 years on this board, working for the community and working for clean water, and I have come to appreciate my board members and the staff that works for the North Coast Water Quality Control Board. They do one heck of a good job on budget problems and staffing problems and just, you know, all sorts of issues that are out there. And I think one of the most exciting was and helpful is what this board did for the residents of West College and Clover and getting them clean water. That was a real challenge, and the state came forward as well as this board in getting that done. And so that's one of the memorable things that I smile about, that we got, I don't know, was
$160,000.
Well, no, it was more than that.
But oh, yeah.
How many wells we had to take offline. It was just really a tremendous challenge. Anyway, thank you very, very much, and good luck. Have fun.
Thank you. Okay. I guess we would ask once again, I suspect that there is none, but we would ask very quickly for ex parte communication just to make sure that we haven't done anything in the last 24 hours.
Or that we can remember.
You're not supposed to tell them that. Okay, then I have, that item, we'll come back to the public forum. We ended yesterday on the Shasta, TMDL, and in the process of doing that, there was information which had been given to us, and we closed things off before I believe the staff really had a chance to respond, and so I would ask if the staff has anything that they would like to add to the Shasta TMDL in the process.
Without clean calls.
Mr. Leland, Mr. St. John.